You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. And Barry, thanks for taking the time, because I know you're busy filling out your Pro Bowl ballot right now, correct?
Actually, it's the All-Pro All-Pro ballots, and I actually count them for the AP. We do the official awards, and they'll come out on Friday.
Ooh, all right. You going, any teasers you want to give us?
I will tease by saying we're going to have a few unanimous choices among the 50 voters. We have some players who will make the team unanimously.
Oh, okay. Is that rare?
Yes, it is rare. We might get maybe one, sometimes two a year, but we're going to have even more than that this year.
Okay, well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Cooper Kupp's unanimous choice.
I think you'd be pretty safe in saying that, yeah.
All right, but so let's start there with Cooper Kupp. What do you make of Monday night playoff football?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised it took this long for the NFL to go to a Monday night game. And I think, you know, if it was up to the NFL, they'd be playing every night in the playoffs. They'd probably let everybody in like the NBA does. But I like the idea they're playing a Monday night, as long as they don't make the winner come back on the next Saturday to play. They need to be a little bit fair about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's totally fair. I do wonder about, you know, the winner of that game, when their next one's going to be scheduled and who they're playing. We'll see about that. So let's break down the games, Barry. I know you've covered the league for a long time. You look at this playoff format. You know, they've added the extra one, and I think maybe the toughest game to pick in the first weekend is Vegas at Cincinnati. The Bengals, of course, rolling into the playoffs with back to back games from Burrow and Jamar Chase, over 400 touchdowns or 400 yards in each game, and four touchdowns. Burrow was unreal, and Jamar Chase pretty good himself. Can the secondary of Vegas slow down that duo?
Not enough to win the game, I think. That's actually a game I'll be covering this weekend, and I like what the Bengals have done. I think they're a team on the rise. They may not be a Super Bowl team this year, but I think that offense can be pretty dynamic. They can run the ball as long as Joe Mixon is healthy. The offensive line's pretty good. I don't think it's a good matchup for the Raiders for a few reasons. The ones I just cited, and the fact that they played that exhausting mentally and physically game Sunday night in the season finale. Now they have to play on a Saturday, the first game of the playoffs. They have to travel east. It's going to be cold. It could be windy. It could be nasty. So, to me, I think the Bengals deserve to be favored in this game, and they're going to be a tough team for the Raiders to deal with, I think.
Are you surprised at how much success Chase has had?
I can't say I'm surprised, because I expected Burrow to take the next step up, and he has this season. But when you're a receiver coming into the pros, you really need to learn a lot. The routes are different. The coverage is certainly different. It's rare in the pros when you're going to break wide open, yet Chase tends to get wide open. So you know what helps Chase, too, is that they have an emerging tight end in Uzoma, and they have two really good receivers with him in Boyd and Higgins. So that helps Chase a bit, too. But the guy is a tremendous talent.
Oh, fantastic. Barry Wilner joins us from AP. Barry, the Bills and the Patriots, and they're in Buffalo. And, man, when I look at Buffalo, and I look at the amount of injuries that they had on their offensive line all year long, and they're a little bit more healthy now. Like, I like Buffalo too much in this game. Am I overrating the Bills, undervaluing the Pats? What do you think?
Jason, you're going to hate this, but I think the Patriots are going to win that game.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not sold on the Bills at all. I think they're not a fundamentally sound team. I think they rely too much on the quarterback creating stuff. And if they have to rely on him as the main threat passing, I think they could be in trouble. The Patriots may have one of the best secondaries in the league. They don't have a great pass rush. But I just don't like the matchup. I also think that The Patriots are still a little bit in the head of Buffalo when it comes to playing in big games. And, you know, I know the Patriots lost to them a few weeks ago, mostly because of Josh Allen's running and some big plays on defense. And I know the Patriots have a rookie quarterback, but I just have a feeling that the Bills are not destined to be in the playoffs very long.
What about the Eagles? Any hope in Tampa Bay?
That would shock me. If the Eagles pulled off an upset there, I'd have to totally reevaluate. The Eagles went 0-6 against teams that made the playoffs this year. So I think that's another team that could be on the rise and worth watching for next year. But unless they want to run it for 350 yards and keep Tom Brady on the bench for 40 minutes, I don't see the Eagles having a big chance in this game, no.
I have noticed a lot of people are high on the 49ers. Like, I'll give the 49ers credit, man. I thought their season was over when they were down 17-0 on the road in L.A. this past week, and they came back to win that game. And I know that, you know, Dallas's defense is kind of an interesting one, and, you know, but they do have Dak Prescott, and they got a lot of offensive weapons. Do you like the 49ers in Dallas, or do you think Dallas is going to hold court?
I think that's going to be a really close game. San Francisco is a very physical team, particularly on defense, and that's not the kind of matchup that favors Dallas. Dallas likes to go up against teams that play the way they do, and it's not a real physical style. So I think the Niners have a good chance to win that game, but it wouldn't surprise me to see Dallas win either. I think that game is almost a toss-up.
And, well, the Chiefs-Steelers, I think that's the easiest one to you know what, if I'm putting money down at playalberta.ca, I'm putting it on the Chiefs. I don't think the Steelers have much of a chance. Do you?
Not really. I think the Steelers themselves are surprised they're in the playoffs. and they got hammered by the Chiefs a few weeks ago, and the Chiefs are playing pretty much to that same level still. I don't think these Chiefs are quite as good as the team that made the last two Super Bowls, but they may still be good enough to get back to the Super Bowl and want a wide open playoffs all around. So I don't think the Chiefs are going to struggle very much in this game, though.
And then Arizona and L.A., the rare Monday night playoff game in the NFL. You know, Arizona was off to a great start. Then they stubbed their toe. L.A., some days, like Matt Stafford could throw for 400 yards, and then the next day he'll throw for 100. Like, what do you make of this one? And can the Cardinals, like, obviously the game plan is going to be try to limit Cooper Kupp. How can they do it?
Pass rush. They need to get a big pass rush. They bring back J.J. Watt. I don't know how much he'll be able to contribute, but they need Chandler Jones and their blitzing linebackers to really put pressure on Stafford, because as we've seen, he makes some mistakes and he puts the ball up for grabs sometimes. I know he's thrown over 40 touchdown passes this year, but he also tied for the most interceptions in the league. So that's the way for the Cardinals to win this game, I think. And, you know, it hasn't been talked about a lot, but one player that's been so missed by his team when he got hurt is DeAndre Hopkins. And the Cardinals' offense has just not been the same without him. They don't have that big play guy, and it's really hurt them.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. And it's, you know, kind of that's an injury that doesn't get talked about very often, to be fair. So we look at that. Now, looking at the Titans and the Packers, both have the bye. All right, obviously we'll have a home field advantage throughout the playoffs. There's the talk of Derrick Henry coming back. Of those two number one seeds, which one do you like better to get to the Super Bowl?
Green Bay. I just think that there are less challengers in the NFC than there are in the AFC. And I can see the Packers playing against the Buccaneers again in the championship game in Green Bay. And, you know, we saw how that ended last year, but it was a pretty close game. It was a toss-up game in a lot of ways. And actually, I thought the difference in that game was the Packers being out-coached. So I don't think that would happen again. Tennessee is one of those teams that has had so many chances when they get to the playoffs to play home games and not done well. So effect. They've been better on the road in the playoffs than they have been at home most of their history. And I think they've got some real tough challenges, particularly a team like Kansas City. So I think Green Bay has a better chance of the two.
Barry, always good to catch up with you. When is the awards coming out? When are you announcing it? Tomorrow?
No, the All-Pro team comes out Friday, and then the individual awards, including MVP, come out on February 10th, which is a Thursday night now, national TV show called NFL Honors.
Okay. And, you know, there's a lot of people that think it has to be a quarterback. I've seen a lot of people say, hey, Cooper Kupp, man, what he's done. Like, the quarterbacks had good years, but they weren't historic amongst quarterback seasons. Has there been a change, or is it just too hard to beat out a quarterback based on the wording of the rule MVP?
Well, you know, MVP is valuable is such a judgmental word. So it's up to the voters to determine what they think it goes into most valuable on the field, leadership, locker room presence, things like that. So it has become somewhat of a quarterback award, but we've had running backs and wide receivers in the mix, you know, and Cooper Kupp to me has had a historic season, and he deserves consideration for MVP. I would say yes.
Awesome. Barry, great to catch up with you, man. Enjoy the games.
You bet. Thanks, Jason.